Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Let me give you all the call-in number for TalkZone. It's 888-463-6748. Okay. We're back, and we're listening to Patricia Raskin right here on Positive Living. And we have an interesting, show for you today. We are talking about writing. And we're also talking to this wonderful woman, Lisa Tenner, who's talking about writing. We also have, who was called in, Pat Lynch with us. So I'm going to write to our engineer and see how we're going to handle this today. We might just have Lisa and Pat on together, and we can talk about women and writing and women's opportunities, and I think that could be a very interesting program. So I'm going to get to my cues from Dave. And in the meantime, Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
Lisa is my guest, who is a writing coach. She's a published author, trainer, and speaker, and she serves on the faculty of Harvard Medical School continuing education course on writing and publishing books. And if we are able to patch Pat in, Pat is the president of womensradio.com, and we certainly can talk about, you know, women and success and really expressing ourselves and having a voice, because what Pat does is she internationally speaks about speaking up. And that is her platform. So we will see where we're going. But in the meantime, Lisa, let me ask you this question while we're working all this out with our logistics. Tell us, if somebody's having an obstacle, like if they just can't get the pen on the paper, they're not getting the words, or they're trying to come up with a title, what do you suggest for, like, writer's block?
That is a great question, because I think it comes up all the time. And, you know, there are a bunch of things you can do. One is, though, I think a lot of times people don't come to the writing refreshed. So the first thing that I suggest is that people really refresh themselves, whether it's going for a walk in nature, whether it's listening to music or dancing, moving your body, whatever it works for you to refresh yourself. Because often, you know, someone will have, let's say I had a psychotherapist who had, you know, really busy week, and then he waits the weekend to write, he'd be burnt out and he'd never do it. So as we talked, he realized, oh, if he listened to music, it would rejuvenate himself, and it did. So, you know, think about what rejuvenates you so you can come to it fresh. And I think one of the biggest things is you sort of want to put sort of regular real-time life aside and make space for that creative process, because you can't come to it totally depleted. And you can't come to it with all your problems, all your issues kind of sitting on your shoulders. You want to just put them aside, and you can even visualize yourself sort of putting them aside. You can revisit them when your writing is over. But to really see yourself as making some sacred space for the writing. And you may need to do that physically by creating space in your home or your office. Maybe it's even sort of, if you're working in your office, you may just, and let's say your desk is a mess, you may clean it up, or you may just put a nice little tablecloth over it, so that while you're writing, you're not distracted by all this stuff around you.
Which I was talking about in the beginning, a good environment. All right, we're going to bring Pat Lynch on the phone. Hello, Pat Lynch. We got our wires a little crossed, but you're here.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing? It's really, really great to be with you.
Well, good, good. Now, Pat is the president of Women's Radio, and I have Lisa Tenner on with us as well. And I think where we should go next, Pat, is the whole idea of women being empowered. I mean, you started the Women's Network years ago, and your whole sort of platform is for women to speak up and their voice be heard. Talk about that.
Well, you know, I was lucky to get my prayers answered, as it were, as to what my path was in this lifetime. And when it came that, or when I began to see that women really didn't have a very vocal voice, especially not in the broadcast industry, and I had been involved in the media for a really, really long time, I was really amazed. And as I did more and more research, I began to see that the broadcast media and the people in the press, basically, were not very welcoming or enrolling to women. They didn't go out of their way to get women leaders and experts on television and radio when they were looking for people to be commentaries on different subjects or issues that came up. Women just have been more or less excluded from the one medium where they are the experts, basically, and that's in talk radio, it's in television. And so our goal was to create new and old media in a way that would give women the opportunity to really get heard over a broad geographic area. So we created Women's Radio.
And so the kinds of people that you have on are people who are helping women to become more empowered, women on success. What kind of folks do you have on the network in terms of hosts?
Well, we're looking to attract women, and we have women who are experts in particular areas. They may or may not have broadcasting experience. Frankly, Patricia, we didn't really expect to find wonderful people like you who have broadcasting experience, but we're always delighted when we find them and happy to have found you. But a lot of the women have never been exposed even to being a guest on radio or television. So we're teaching women every day how to be a great guest, how to be a great host, and helping them become great broadcasters as well as experts in their own area. So we research pretty carefully the topic areas that women who are 40 to 65 plus, who are in the leadership positions, either in their companies or in government or education, whatever. And then we invite them on as guests, and then we also invite them to consider being a host, and then we teach them.
All right. Let me ask you, while we have Lisa talking about writing, do you find that a lot of the women that you've worked with have books that they express themselves in writing, that that's an important part?
Well, that's one of the few ways that women have had to be able to say what they really think and feel. And it's not everybody's medium necessarily, but of course there are more women writers and more women authors today than ever before, which is really, really good. But still, they need to have a vocal voice, not just a written voice.
Mm-hmm. You comment on that, Lisa.
Well, I think the two can complement each other so well. I love that idea of vocal voice and written voice. I think that when you're just writing, sometimes, you know, it's a smaller world, and if you can be broadcasting in addition, you can reach so many more people, and in a different way. You know, both media lend themselves differently. The writing can be much more detailed. In broadcast media, you really need to be focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe not as much of the detail. Pat, if people are listening to this show and they're thinking, you know, I'm a woman and I want to express myself and I have something to say, and they'd like to have their own program. How does that work with Women's Radio?
Well, we've kind of figured out our system, or a system that we can teach people, and then we tell them what the first steps and the second steps are. We take them by the hand basically, and we train them. So rather than me explaining all the details, I think what women want to know is, will somebody really explain to me what I need to know? Will they help me move from where I am now to where I could actually be a host or be a really effective guest in radio and television? Yes, we can do that.
Right. And being a guest as well, you're saying, not just being a host. So if somebody wants
Absolutely.
To be a guest, they could also write to womensradio.com and let you know that?
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of our hosts start by being a guest, and when they have the experience that it's fun, that it's not brain surgery, and they can do it, then they come to grips with really the next issue is, am I committed to doing that? And I think that it's that commitment to having the bigger voice. That's what we're looking for in a host.
Yeah. Going back, Lisa, when we're talking about, Pat was mentioning how there are more women writers than ever before. Do you find, when you look back in the last 10 years of doing this work, that there are more women writers and more women are expressing themselves more boldly than they did 10 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I think women are feeling more and more freedom in expressing themselves. And also women are becoming much more financially independent than ever before. And this is one wonderful way is writing from the point of view of an expert, a consultant, or it could just be someone with, you know, certain life experiences. So there are a lot of ways to be doing it. And I think, too, when Pat is talking about training people to talk on the radio, you know, often I think both writing and public speaking and being a guest, for instance, are skills that we don't always have inherently and maybe scare us a little bit, too. And one thing that I love to see is women who are just opening up as they write, and it transforms their life, their view of themselves. And then the second piece, when they go out there and they really have to deliver that message to the world to get their book promoted, let's say being on radio, being on TV, is a totally different piece. And I've had clients of mine say to me, you know, I never thought I could write, and then I wrote, but then I thought, oh, I can't market this book. How am I going to get out there? And many of them have come back and said, it is such an adventure, and it's so much fun. I've discovered things about myself. I discovered skills and personal power that I never realized I had.
Mm. And, Pat, if you have somebody like Lisa's describing who's done that, but they don't really, they're nervous to be a guest or to be a host, how do you help them?
Well, it's interesting. I just got back from the National Foundation of Women Legislators, and one reason they invited me to come was specifically to talk to women legislators who are learning how to use broadcast, how to get their messages out. And many of these are also writers, I might add, needless to say. And we basically give people I don't want to say a formula, but certainly an outline of the things that they need to do in order to prepare to be a great guest. And then we also have prepared an ebook that we share with them on all the things that we have learned on both sides of the fence, I might add, about what it takes in order to show up and be a great guest. Being prepared probably in anything one does is the best first step. Mm-hmm. Be prepared. Know your subject and get it down so you can talk about it effectively at the drop of a hat.
Yep. Here's a sort of a personal question for women listening. You know, there might be women listening thinking, you know, I believe in everything that we're saying here. We're talking about writing and speaking and expressing ourselves as women. But sometimes women are afraid to do that, particularly maybe the baby boomers. We haven't been conditioned to be strong, independent, and powerful. The question for both of you is, how do we maintain our power, but yet our femininity and our softness? Can we do that? Pat?
You know, I think that women have been really, I'll have to say, mistreated by the press. They have been put off. They are not enrolled. They're not called upon. And they've been made to feel like their opinions don't matter as much as someone else's. So in all cases, even if you're reading any books about marketing to women, the women that everyone is really talking about is our audience, women who are 40 to 65 plus, who are in some position of leadership, whether they're leading their company, et cetera. And they might need a little bit of training on how to speak more effectively out in the public or on broadcast. But really, it's about feeling comfortable. And I think that one of the things that we offer is the opportunity to teach people how that this is not difficult, and that we really want their voices. And when they feel more comfortable, they relax, and they're just who they are. It's not about, from my point of view, it's not a matter of feeling feminine or masculine. It's a matter of feeling comfortable in your own skin and knowing that you do know what you know, and that you have every right to speak up and give your experience and your expertise. So we try and spend some time with all of our guests to make them feel very comfortable and get excited about that subject about which they feel most excited. And when people are in that moment, they forget about who they are. They are just in the moment giving their their area of expertise in a way that comes across in a powerful way.
Yeah. Lisa, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I would say our femininity is our power, and that how we show up in the world, and it may be a certain kind of femininity. Femininity can be so many different things to different people, but who we are as women is our power, And, you know, as Pat said, you know, it is about our uniqueness and our passion. And when we're really connected to that, what we're passionate about, and also who we are at our core, it just comes across, and that's what makes us appealing, when we're authentic, when we're real.
Hmm. Pat, let's go back to the network in terms of women's radio, and that it is a it's a streaming service, that you have something called Audio Acrobat, but you also have developed this women's calendar, which is the largest data bank of women's events in the world, reaching 500,000 people. Talk about that and how women can tune into that.
Well, when we did research, Patricia, originally what we found out is that women leaders were almost always a member of one to three organizations. And we thought, oh, my goodness, well, that's where to go find these women. We needed to find the trim tab way of reaching the women leaders in America and around the world. And and certainly, whether it's in America or around the world, they are in and support organizations. So we created Women's Calendar for many reasons. One, to be able to let the organizations that serve women and or youth have a way to get more visibility. It, by simply doing it, the organizations themselves look around and say, oh my goodness, well, they're having an event, so maybe we shouldn't be on top of them. And then the other thing that they come to realize is that there are other organizations in their space. And one of, from my point of view, one of the things that hadn't happened prior to that is that organizations really hadn't started really cooperating. And one of the advantages that I see after the period of time that Women's Calendar has been up is more and more organizations are actively beginning to cooperate with each other. And I think that that's a really good thing. But it certainly gives them a lot more visibility. It pushes them up in the search engines. And for not-for-profits that serve women and or youth in any way, it's entirely free. So you can go to womenscalendar.org and look for the tab that says Add Events. And it's simply very easy, fill in the blank. Everybody loves it. They love it. We love it. And it seems to serve, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
All right, we have a few minutes left, so I have a question for both of you. As women who are successful in making a difference and helping other people, what do you say to women? I mean, what do you say, you know, now we're at different ages. Some of us are different ages here in terms of my age and Pat's age and Lisa's age. But what is your message to women about making a difference today in 2008 and beyond? Lisa, I'm going to start with you.
Well, some of it is just seeing what's right in front of you, you know, every day, seeing what the opportunities are that present themselves. You know, you just, today's probably a good example. I didn't know I'd be interviewed on the radio today. So it's, you know, opportunities present themselves all the time. And sometimes it's just saying a kind word to someone, or letting someone get ahead of you in traffic. It's not always, you know, in the big thing. So first of all, it's just seeing those opportunities. But also, then there's the piece of being strategic. You know, what are your gifts, and how do you want to give them to the world? And think big, and surround yourself with people who help you think big, who help you see yourself bigger than you are today.
True. Your comments, Pat.
Well, I certainly support the point of view that Lisa has expressed. And when you have that picture in your mind, then I think the next step is to learn how to speak up, share your good information with other people, and be persistent. I think that one of the lessons that I had to learn early on in life is I have a, how do you say this, a more dominant or forceful type personality or outgoing personality. And it was often very off-putting to men. And they would go out of their way to discount the things that I said, even if it was in their best interest. And I played a game one time just to teach me this lesson. And what I learned was I had to learn different ways of saying things so that the people who really needed that information would hear. And another thing that taught me was raising my daughter. We homeschooled her. And part of, because of my love of my daughter, failing a subject or not understanding a subject was just not an option. So if I had to change my way of showing her what, how to arrive at an answer or how to get the information, if I had to change my approach several times, well, that was my job. And I think that women forget that if they've got good information and they are on their path, that it, they must learn how to deliver that information effectively. So if they don't get it right the first time, just try again. Keep on trying, because the world needs what we are here to give.
That's beautiful. All right, for both of you. Well, I'm glad I've had both of you on. Now, Pat, if people want to know more about Women's Radio, give us all the information, and then Lisa will go to you if people want to learn more about expressing themselves in writing, and if people want to know more about expressing themselves in the oral word. Okay, Pat, you first.
Well, we have a toll-free number. It's 888-658-4635. So anyone can call. And also, if you want to go to the website, womensradio.com, you'll find a way to email us from there. In fact, you'll find my programs, and there's a way to email any of our hosts. So you can look through our list of hosts and contributing editors. And Lisa, we do have a way for people who are writing to participate at Women's Radio as well. So we're happy to have contributing editors. So if you want to be a guest, or there's some aspect of something that we're doing you want to comment about, we really look forward to that.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And Lisa, how do people find you to, if they want to be writing and sending book proposals?
They can find me on the web at www.lisatenner.com. It's LISATENER.com. And they can email me, lisa@lisatenner.com. And they're also free to call at 401-477-0886.
Well, I want to say something. I want to thank you both, Pat, and I want to thank Lisa. And I want to say that, you know, sometimes things happen. You get wires crossed, and you use your creativity and ingenuity. I had no idea that these two wonderful women would be on together, and it tied in so well. So go with your gut, folks. When things happen at the last minute, sometimes serendipity happens. I was lucky to get Lisa. She's not always there. And Pat called in, and it worked. So these are life lessons. Stay open. Stay happy. Stay healthy. Stay open. Know the right thing can happen, and go with that spontaneity. And it worked. All right, folks, I just want to tell you that it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you each week here on Positive Living. Stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need. Know you can make your dreams come true. Write to me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com or raskinresources.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Until next time on Positive Living for Patricia Raskin, I'm Patricia Raskin. Have a great Monday and a great week.